Rajay, you continue to make things happen with the bat and with your legs on the bases. What's interesting, I find, is that all your hits this spring have either been up the middle or to right field. That's really something.
Yeah, no, something I consciously been working on. It'll help me stay on a lot more pitches, especially coming off that right-handed slider, you know, just a pitch, you know, dominated me last year and got me out a lot more than I'm used to getting out. You know, and I think it's this approach is working for me. It allows me to be a little bit more relaxed and, you know, trust my ability, my hands, trust that they'll be in the right place.
And it's interesting because last year was a real anomaly for you batting average-wise, but it was your first impression for Blue Jays fans. So they see this guy who struggled and don't realize that we had a career 285 hitter coming in.
Right. You know, it's just especially when you come to a new team, you know, you want to get feel comfortable. You want to get the guys around you. You want to make that first impression a lasting one. You know, one that guys can remember, especially the front office. But you know, I got to stick with what works for me, and you know, part of that is using the whole field. And I think I got away from that a little bit last year of using the whole field, and I think I got in trouble. With getting out more times than I should.
How can you overcome it, get back to the hitter that you were, since you're not really scheduled to get as many at-bats as you normally would?
Well, I am going to take advantage of every opportunity, and spring training is a great time, but as the course of the season goes on, it's a long year. And look at last year's, you know, guys were playing and they weren't playing. Guys went into funks, you know, and gave an opportunity for other guys to play. And, you know, you just got to take advantage of every opportunity you get and never look back.
Your speed is obviously a huge, huge advantage for you. You go first to third on the bunt single by Mike McCoy that gets thrown away by John Mayberry. But a lot of guys going into second aren't looking back to see if that throw is happening and not being opportunistic enough to take that extra 90 feet.
Well, I mean, I'm always trying to get 90 feet closer. I'm always trying to score. Whatever I can do to get in scoring position, I think I've achieved my goal, my job. When I get on base, you know, and, you know, that's just part of it. You know, that's just part of what I do. And, you know, I kind of have fun out there doing that, you know, looking for those opportunities to get the fans going. I know it's exciting when you see a guy out there running. But, you know, it's just fun for me as well, you know. So it's something I'm constantly working on, trying to get better. You know, just talking with the guys, seeing what, you know, what kind of things that work for them, and you know, kind of just kind of broaden my horizon, so to speak.
We were kind of joking up in the broadcast booth. The run that Mike McCoy scored was unearned because you went to third on the error, but we were all saying that allowed second base to open up for him to steal it, but we kind of said you probably would have stolen third anyway.
Yeah, good point. I actually could have scored on his bunt, but, you know, darn it, we'll save that for the season.
And lastly, spring training, obviously weird things happen. You get pinch run for, which is never going to happen during the year, but you get pinch run for a guy who might be as fast as you. That's something.
I got to see him run yesterday when we were in Orlando.
Yeah, that pop-up triple.
Oh, pop-up triple. And he was moving on. He was low flying, what I like to call. You know, he's really fast, and I got the chance to really see him run on that play, and I think he's, you know, fast, or if not faster, you know, than myself. You know, he's got those young legs, and, you know, he's knows how to use them.
That's Anthony Ghost we're talking about. So a little bit of respect there between speed merchants.
Oh yeah, he's a great player. You know, he's confident and great outfielder, and you know, he's the future.